USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in New Orleans say controlled explosions fell two construction cranes, and they fell exactly as they'd hoped. The demolition was designed to bring down the cranes that were leaning precariously over a collapsed building. City Councilman Jason Williams says,
just underneath the asphalt is the main gas line that feeds the French Quarter. So had that crane come down on its own because of weather, because of rain, it could have damaged that gas line. It could have been a huge issue.
The next big problem is to retrieve the bodies of two dead workers at the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
We know that we are safer now than we have been in the past 8 days.
Last week, the building pancaked down. One body was recovered earlier. The cause of the collapse is still unknown. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making it clear that he thinks the Democrats' impeachment inquiry is hurting the country and the State Department.
This has been unfair in the nth degree. We've got officers going up there to testify about important security-related matters without a State Department lawyer in the room, and then we're not being prepared to being allowed to know what it says. We're not able to protect the State Department. We're not able to protect the United States of America.
Pompeo on ABC's This Week. Also on the program, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who said Pompeo has been hampering the investigation.
The Secretary and the State Department have done everything humanly possible to impede, to obstruct, and not to provide information.
Three soldiers were killed at Fort Stewart, Georgia, when the armored Bradley fighting vehicle they were in rolled into the water during training. The soldiers were with the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team of the 3rd Infantry Division. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A number of Californians could lose their fire settlement money if they don't file a claim immediately. USA's John Hunt reports.
Over 100,000 Californians are eligible to receive payments for damages they suffered from a series of devastating wildfires over the last several years, but tens of thousands of them have not sought any compensation. They face a Monday deadline to file claims against Pacific Gas and Electric, the utility blamed for many of the fires and required to cover a wide range of wildfire-related losses as part of its bankruptcy plan. Concerned that as many as 70,000 victims may miss out on payments, attorneys filed papers to alert the bankruptcy judge that wildfire survivors, many still traumatized and struggling to get back on their feet, are still not aware of their rights to file a claim. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Supreme Court is agreeing to hear a case over the Trump administration's goal to quickly deport undocumented immigrants. The justices will hear an appeal of a ruling by a federal appeals court that blocked the quick deportation of a man from Sri Lanka. The Ninth Circuit in San Francisco found the federal law largely stripped the power of the courts to review quick deportations. The Trump administration says the case threatens to clog the U.S. immigration court system, and a decision from the High Court is unlikely until early summer, which is in the middle of the presidential campaign. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.